record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, welcome back, Harper Lee. The literary world got a jolt this week with news that the 88-year-old author of To Kill a Mockingbird has sanctioned the release of a companion work that serves as the first follow-up to the groundbreaking novel of 55 years ago. Can we fill the pages of today's show with just songs of literary reference? Well, with a song called Harper Lee by Irish band Little Green Cars, we're off to a literate start. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Like a crash, I wait for the impact. Like a train, I wait for the smoke. Like a storm, I wait for the silence. Like a soul, just so you can look past it. Yeah, there's glass on the floor, there's a hole in the roof. Yeah, the chandelier fell, now the rain's falling through.
Back. finally we meet. After all of these years out here in the street, I had a feeling you would make yourself known. You came along just to claim your place on the throne. Now I've been overthrown, overthrown.
And I thought if I drew the right lines, but these mocking words won't let me shine.
Devastation, my door was left open wide.
To Kill a Mockingbird. The sort of prequel-sequel Go Set a Watchman is being prepared for release, and the Vinyl Experience flipped back over a couple of Mockingbird songs by Grant Lee Buffalo in the 90s and Charlie and Inez Fox from the era when Harper Lee won her Pulitzer Prize for her one and only novel. There is controversy about the half-century wait for this sequel, which was written as a rough draft before Mockingbird. Harper Lee is in poor physical shape. She's 88 years old in assisted living, and the small Alabama town that has harbored her as a reluctant and reclusive celebrity is concerned about exploitation. But not since J.D. Salinger's lost works were finally approved for gradual release has a literary find inspired such copy. and literary inspired songs will fill this hour of the vinyl experience. Mark Knopfler has just released Such a One. It is a tribute to a British novelist who never got her due. From his forthcoming release, Tracker, here's a song called Beryl, inspired by novelist Beryl Bainbridge.
Rich old man, you know he called her a dead ringer.
two lady writers figure in the songbook of Mark Knopfler. That one from Dire Straits' second record, Communique, and the one before, a new song called Beryl, honoring the British scribe Beryl Bainbridge. The Vinyl Experience is bookish today, and here are a few from our back pages.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
You're never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder who
wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
About my love.
Songs on the Vinyl Experience from Elvis Costello in 83, Rockpile and Nick Lowe in 80, and the Monotones at the very start of rock and roll. And the bookishness continues as we turn the page to find some specific literary references. Green Day proved that at the very least they've read Catcher in the Rye with this early song from Kerplunk, who wrote Holden Caulfield.
What's up, Christian? I need to tell you what's news that I forgot. Was it just a dream that happened long ago?
you much as well that now he's getting lazy. There's no motivation and frustration makes him crazy. He makes a plan to take a stand, but always in the city. Someone help him out for he has gotta end up winning. There's no more you much as well that now he's getting lazy. There's no motivation and frustration makes him crazy. He makes a plan to take a stand, but
Yeah. It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room, and we sit and drink our coffee, couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs, the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation and the superficial signs are the borders of our lives. Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room is softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial signs in the borders of our lives.
It's like running a yellow highlighter through the record library, literary references in song on the Vinyl Experience. And Paul Simon name drops Emily Dickinson and Robert Frost in Simon & Garfunkel's The Dangling Conversation. Simon once famously said of his early work, "You could tell I was an English major." Before that, Sting name dropped Vladimir Nabokov in the Lolita-inspired 1980 police hit Don't Stand So Close to Me. David Bowie summoned the savagery of George Orwell's 1984, and Green Day name-checked J.D. Salinger's hero in Who Wrote Holden Caulfield. Children's classics and fuzzy creatures of all kinds as another chapter unfolds from the Vinyl Library, beginning with Loggins and Messina.
Christopher Robin and I walked along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to Al and Dior as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. Just stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask of the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house. Call by one,
surprised. There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive. Chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh.
Thank you. sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. More limbs and fangs, the picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life. I feel a chill. Victory is green and flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. Not again.
Thanks Stephen King for inspiring that unusually articulate Ramones song, their theme for the 1986 film of his novel, Pet Cemetery. Grace Slick brought rock through the looking glass with the Alice in Wonderland-inspired hit for Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, and Loggins and Messina lingered at Winnie the Pooh's pad on their debut album, Sitting In. A couple more now, from classical to pulp.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace nymphs. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your mind.
Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. The Beatles' Ode to Pulp Fiction, Paperback Writer, Champions a Hack, and Cream's 3-minute retelling of Homer's Odyssey in Tales of Brave Ulysses raises the point, who needs Cliff Notes? Page through past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives of PRN.FM and RTDS.ca. iTunes and TuneIn Radio will take you there, too. Visit the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page for updates and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.